No, screwed something up again. Okay, I think Craig is here. Hi, Craig. Okay, new member, Picris Burton. Hello, Picris.
It's Picris.
Picris, sorry, what does that mean? What's the origin of that word?
I have no idea.
Oh, is that your real name or your pseudonym?
Pseudonym.
Oh, so you just picked Picris?
Well, it started out as kind of a thing. My ex-girlfriend kind of gave me the name because she had a character for a story she wrote that was kind of partly based on me. So,
all right. Was it a good story?
Yeah, actually.
Is it a positive ending? Nobody died? Nobody got hurt?
If you call demons people.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
And the Burton on the end is a homage to Cliff Burton, the bassist for Metallica.
All right. That's cool. Well, we were talking about media fakery and fakeology, and I think, I don't know if you've ever looked into it, but that's what this Discord is all about. That's what we try and talk about, because that's what people are interested in that come here. But you came here through another pathway, I guess, just from another Discord server, is that right?
Pretty much.
Did you ever look into media fakery? Like 9/11?
Of course. Of course.
Okay, good. That is good to hear. What's your take on 9/11? And then we'll get into Hindenburg, because you say you're from a town where the Hindenburg crashed.
My take on 9/11?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Blatantly, obviously, an inside job.
Okay. You're saying
it's kind of hard not to think it wasn't.
Are you a no planes theory?
No, I subscribe to the whatchamacallit? They were drones.
Interesting.
Where were you on 9/11?
Where was I on 9/11? Social studies class. I was in 7th grade.
Oh, wow. Have you seen the movie September Clues?
No.
I would invite you to watch that. You can find that on my video platform called fakeotube.com. FAKEOTUBE.com. If you're interested, you could look over there. It's a pretty good movie. Really.
Yeah, I'll give it a look-see.
There's actually 21. There's the main movie and 20 other parts, little sub addendums that add to it. Afterthoughts, I guess. So I really invite you to take a peek at that.
Yeah, I'll give it a glance. Probably learn some shit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, at least, it's not a rule, but a lot of people on our site are what they call no-planers. And if there are no planes, then that means there are no people on the planes. So where did they go?
Well, I mean, there was that one random article from that day that Flight 93 actually landed.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of conspiracy stories that came out on that day or around that day. Lots of mystery fill the air. So if you didn't believe one thing, there was something else for you to grab onto.
That's true, and it does seem really fracking suspicious that was it Larry Silverstein or whatever his name is wound up with a big insurance payout?
Yeah, that's another little candy that may or may not be true.
Yep, but it sure seems sus as hell to me, though.
Yeah, I think it's sort of another level of the onion. It's an onion of truth, and if you keep peeling the onion, you can throw away all the layers because they're all what intelligence agencies call chicken feed. They have a little bit of truth in them, but they don't advance the story. They don't explain anything.
No,
that's what intelligence agencies do.
But the intelligence agencies are known for committing lying by omission. So,
Yeah, by all means, yeah. They lie by every and all means, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, the last, 21 years is an example of this.
What's your take on COVID?
It's PSYOP, of course.
Yeah. Do you know anyone that's been injured or killed by the vaccine?
Personally? Nope.
Do you know anyone who's taken it?
Yep.
Do you know anyone who's... What are the people around you's opinion on it? Well, if they have taken the shot, will they take more?
Most of the people I know around me have kind of are completely over the whole COVID shit and the facts of the booster. They think it's all horse shit.
Well, that's good to hear. So how many shots did they take before they said that?
Not many.
Do you know anyone that thinks they should keep getting shots?
Nope. Not really.
That's good to hear.
I mean, my parents got the COVID vax, and my mom got, like, really sick.
And what did she attribute that to? Or what did you attribute that to?
The vax.
Yeah. Did she?
Yes, actually.
Well, that's good. Does that mean she's going to stop, or...
She only got the one, and it kind of kicked her ass. So yeah, she's done.
Well, that's good. Maybe that means the end of vaccines. Then from your world, that's what it sounds like. That's a hopeful message.
It boils down to the point that a lot of people here were so fed up by the COVID lockdowns is that after about a year of that horse shit, everybody just stopped caring.
Is there jobs over it? Over not getting the vax?
Yeah, I said to my family or whatever, I'm like, I'm not getting this axe. I don't know what the hell is in that horse shit.
Yeah. And did they accept you or shun you?
Acceptance. Because, I don't know, man, but at this point, I don't know what the hell is going on anymore, honestly.
What do you think of Fauci?
You mean Fauci? Fraud-chi?
Fraud-chi, yeah.
Well, it's his own fault for why the AIDS epidemic became so bad, because he was working on a vaccine instead of medicine that could possibly cure it.
Yeah.
He made it worse, and he acts completely aloof to it, but he knows what he did.
Yeah. So this is his second time around. This is his second ball game.
Speaking of ball games, Mr. Limp-wristed can't throw a first pitch at a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. What's your take on what's going to happen to the U.S. in the next 5 years?
If we're lucky, Mad Max. If not, Fallout.
Really? Wow, that's a pretty doom prediction, huh?
Well, I think Mad Max would be better than full-on nuclear annihilation.
Yeah, do you believe in nukes? Have you ever questioned that they might not be real?
At times.
But now you think they're real?
I don't know. It remains to be seen.
We should get John LeBron in here.
He might start yelling.
Have you two been arguing or something?
I mean, if nukes aren't real, then explain why half of New Mexico and Nevada is irradiated.
Well, how do we know that? Irradiated with what?
Radiation? Probably plutonium or uranium, something.
Yeah, but how do we know that? How do we know there's a... Is there a problem in New Mexico?
Well, from what I have always understood is that where the U.S. supposedly conducted the nuclear tests in the desert, is those were tribal lands, is what I've always been told.
Yeah. Well, I don't even believe in nuclear radiation. I go right back to the origin story. That's just plain old alchemical story. So we've done a lot of posts on that on our website, fakeologist.com, and the forums where there's another really great forum if you like to read called cluesforum.info.
Fakeologist is Canadian, by the way.
Yeah, but don't hold it against me.
No, I'm just saying if he was, thinking in his mind, why you were asking such questions.
Well, yeah, I do a lot of interviewing. That's what I do. I hope you don't mind, Pikris.
I mean, because that's what mostly an American would think. Like, where are you from at that point?
Yeah, that's true. Are you there, Pikris?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've just been kind of living next to a military base and all that stuff. You kind of, pick up on a few things.
Yeah. There's another good movie called Nuke Lies on FakoTube.com. Take a look at that. Have you watched that, Truth I Am?
Watch what?
Nuke Lies.
No. I'm sure it'd be pretty interesting.
Take a look at that. You'll love it. Now, did you see someone move into the, I think someone moved into one of the rooms there. Let me look here. This thing is annoying. Waiting room.
I mean, where I live in New Jersey, and near the shore, my town sits on top of a small deposit of uranium.
Right.
And there used to be a strip mine out on the highway heading west where they mined uranium, thorium, and something else. I forget, but yeah.
All part of the con.
Well, if you walk around here with a Geiger counter, it reads a little bit above background radiation.
Yeah. Doesn't change my view on that. Waiting room. Read for all. Memes.
What's your view on the Earth?
Shape of the Earth.
It's a prison planet.
It's a prison planet.
All right. Well, at least we can agree on that.
Not so sure I subscribe to the flat Earth theory, but something's definitely fucky.
You think NASA lies? Do you think there's any? Do you think space exists?
But there's definitely something fucky with everything we're being told about everything, really.
Okay, yeah. Did you think that before COVID, or?
I've always thought that, man. I've always kind of been a skeptic.
Why do you call it COVID? You should just call it CONVID.
CONVID's good. COVID, because it really is AIDS 2.0, so I wanted to work the word AIDS in there, and a couple other people were saying it, so I picked it up. I liked it.
Well, isn't there people out there who have realized that some people with COVID have actually developed AIDS?
Okay, well, all diseases are just collections of symptoms. That's what disease is. If everything in your system is firing 100%, if you've filled up your tanks with everything your body needs to run at optimum peak, then you're called healthy. As soon as you injure, poison, or don't eat the right foods, you'll start showing symptoms of what they call dis-ease. But you can't cure yourself from anything that you have. You can only rebuild up all your components and detoxify. Just return to your normal state. So the main thing that I learned over the last 2 years is you can't catch anything. There's no such thing as contagion. I can't give you something. Now, we can all be poisoned at the same time, and it looks like we're passing stuff to each other. But I don't believe in contagion. So AIDS was always called, well, it was called GRID before that, because they thought gay guys are passing stuff to each other, but it was really they were all behaving in the same destructive manner and using toxic drugs to destroy, poison themselves. I don't even like to use the word immune system, because we just have a system. That's our body. We have a lymph system, a blood system, a nervous system. We don't have there's no immune system. We're not immune to anything. We're either poisoned or we're not. So when the preponderance of really active gay guys were engaging in toxic drugs that was just poisoning them, they combine that with certain activities, they all look like they were passing something around, but they were just passing around the peace pipe and the toxic drug. That's all they were that's all that was being passed around.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, gay guys have always been into like Molly and meth and coke and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, poison. But the thing is, Fauci came along and started using a phony test called the PCR test. It's not a test. It's an amplification process in a lab. So he was taking samples from them of literally nothing that indicates anything and amplifying them to a certain amount and say, hey, look, you got a lot of these things. So you have AIDS. Based on this phony test, so you have to take these extremely toxic drugs that will kill you. But he'll say they're to save you, but they actually were. AZT is an antibiotic that's 1,000 times more powerful than run-of-the-mill antibiotics, so it ended up killing them. And it killed them so quickly that they just completely reduced the dose to a level that just kept them sick. It didn't kill them. So, I mean, this guy's evil genius. Is he doing that right now? I'm not sure.
The field of psychiatry, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nothing more than pseudoscientific bullshit masquerading as actual science.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
As somebody who's been in and out of a psych ward and experienced psychiatrists who little, you know, don't know anything about the human psyche, it's kind of appalling and frightening, actually, that these people have so much control over the world.
Were you on any drugs from the psych ward?
Several.
Well, you got lucky. I don't think there's any proof any of these drugs do anything.
I'll tell. You want to know which ones?
Which ones? What?
Which psych drugs I was on?
Oh, I thought you said you weren't on them.
No, I think I misheard what you said. No, I was okay. I was on several.
Okay, go ahead. What'd you take?
Latuda, Abilify, Wellbutrin, lithium, risperdal, and paliperidone.
Wow. It's amazing you can remember all the names. You take them all at once?
No. It was over the course of, like, 7 years, from, like, 2014 to, like, 2020. But at that point, I realized they basically ruined my life and kept me as a patient so they could milk my insurance. Bunch of fucking bastards.
Why did you originally get diagnosed? If you don't mind, you don't have to tell us if you don't want to.
Spiritual awakening, and everybody thought I was crazy.
Oh, okay. That'd do it.
Because I started to see beyond the veil, and nobody liked it. So it's taken me about a year to recover some semblance of my old self, so.
Oh, good for you. Why did you decide to get off?
Because I realized the medicine was making me anxious as shit, and I couldn't really form an actual coherent thought in my head at some point.
Good for you for getting off. That's great. You feel better now?
And then the last time I went in this past May for trying to help my neighbor because I didn't recognize the person who showed up at his house, and my parents acting like I'm some kind of crazy person made me realize that, oh, once you're labeled by those people, you can't get out from under it unless you play the long game.
What's the long game?
The long game is tell them what they want to hear and play it cool. So far, it's worked. Because I've got one more appointment with these people, and if all goes well, I'm done. I'm out from under their control.
You don't think they're going to let you go?
I hope. If not, time to move states. Put my motorcycle back on the road and hit the road.
You take it off?
No, I just said I'm going to just put my bike back on the road and, you know, because it's been sitting for like 30 years. It belonged to my uncle It's mine now.
Oh, nice. What kind?
1982 Yamaha XJ750.
This is in pretty good condition.
It's a barn find, man. It was in his garage for 33 years. I mean, he hadn't ridden it since like late 89.
All right, 33 years. That's my favorite number.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh.
I know.
He's a Mason.
He's signaling us. The Masonic motorcycle.
My uncle parked it right after I was born, really.
Maybe he bought it for you.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But it's now in my possession, and I've got all the paperwork for it, the title included. So, perfect.
So why did you have your awakening that caused you so much trouble? What exactly happened?
A lot of things.
Okay.
My life was kind of in a bit of a spiral at that point, and then I woke up and it was just like, oh shit. Then my ex tried to turn me into an SJW, but no, that's not me. Yeah, I looked at the license plate on this bike says it expired, the registration expired in March of 1990.
Oh.
But not only is it a kind of a rare motorcycle, it's also a first year XJ750. Like 82 is the first year for that bike. My uncle bought it brand new in May of 1983. Traded in a 1973 Honda CB450 on it. So he bought that bike and then traded it in on this 10 years later.
Nice, nice.
But yeah, I gotta move it to a friend's garage or something so I can actually work on it. But I know it's gonna need a hell of a lot of work. Carburetors, gotta flush the fuel tank, a bunch of other things, tires, brakes. It's gonna need work.
You need a new motorcycle.
Nah, I'd rather put the money in to get it, to fix it up, cause, I don't know, riding a kind of a sweet looking 80s Japanese bikes. Kind of sounds fun to me. Also, the way it's set up, it looks like something out of the Japanese television show Kamen Rider. It's kind of neat, but, you know, even though the bikes for that show were provided by Suzuki.
Hey Chris, what other Discord servers are you on?
Just a bunch of friends.
Yeah. Cool. Are you on any truth sites at all?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah.
Used to read InfoWars a lot, but no. Nah.
Really? Really, it all boils down to I'm a musician with a who likes to read, you know, wax philosophical sometimes, but you know, I was always, you know, fairly intelligent.
That's good.
What really annoyed the shit out of me the last time I was in the psych ward is the social worker couldn't believe that someone with autism was well spoken and articulate.
Oh yeah, are you diagnosed on the spectrum?
Yep.
What do you think that's from?
What, the autism?
Yeah.
No clue.
Do you think they know? The medical system?
Probably not.
Do you think Bill Gates is autistic?
No, just a psychopath. And I'll tell you why, because he basically blackmailed essentially the computer industry to put Windows on everything.
Well, it's way before Windows.
Well, true, but still, I mean, He wanted to basically get rid of the competition so Windows would be the dominant operating system.
Well, that's the goal of all monopoly capitalists. Doesn't matter what they're selling.
That's true, but, you know, Linux came along and went, eat shit, Bill Gates.
Yeah, but I guess that dominates another area of computing, maybe not the retail. But it's out there.
No. You're right. Linux does not dominate the desktop or retail space, but it dominates the server space.
Yeah, which is good.
I think it's people who don't, you know, see the merit of Linux on desktop is because they don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I tried to get it going, but there's too many things that I need that I didn't want to look into trying to make it work. It just wasn't as easy. And I'm not saying Windows is any better, though. This is what people are familiar with. At least I am.
That's fair. I mean, you know, that's fair. Just, you know.
I did put it on a laptop. I did do it. That's for sure.
I mean, I've always kind of been, you know, I've always told people to have, like, your travel computer should be Linux and your home computer should be Windows. Better yet, your travel computer should run Linux, and your home computer should just be a Windows computer. That's how I've always seen it.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because Linux has inherently better security. But I don't know. It was pretty much my uncle who introduced me to Linux in like the 2000s. I think the first distro I installed, I think, was Fedora. Pretty sure. But now my main computer is running Linux Mint. Just to some cheap-ass netbook I bought at, like, Walmart shit, and it was, like, complete ass with Windows 10 in it. Like, it was slow. It just didn't work. Like, that's what I don't get is why these computer manufacturers feel the need to put Windows on a computer that can't handle it. I don't get it. But, you know, they gotta keep Bill Gates happy, I guess, or Microsoft happy.
Yeah, that's what the people are used to. But I agree.
It's like, yeah, I mean, like, I put... Yeah, it just kind of, you know, I just figured out that Linux is better for OPSEC. But see, you know, the fact that Windows became the dominant OS is also kind of a bad thing, because that means there's way more viruses for that than anything else.
Anyway, man, I'm gonna head out, dude. I got some shit to do.